All children grow up, except one, Peter Pan. This weekend, at the Community Arts Centre in Williamsport, the Student Summer Stock presents Peter Pan. Based on J.M. Barrie's classic tale, Peter Pan is one of the most beloved and frequently performed family favourites of all time. This high-flying performance, and yes, there really will be flying, is being directed by Aaron White. Aaron White came into the WVIA Williamsport studio a while ago to tell us more about Peter Pan.
I'm the director and scenic designer for the Community Arts Center's production of Peter Pan through their student summer stock program. I've worked many productions at Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble, which is how I came to the Community Arts Center. A few folks had come over to see me in 39 Steps and thought that I'd be a good fit here in working with the kids. They were very surprised to find me in Williamsport. I landed here by mistake. I met my wife, who works at the James V. Brown Library, and wound up here. I'm super excited to be part of the community, and I'm learning my way around as well. I'll be also holding workshops, a Shakespeare workshop, at the Community Academy for Stage and Theater over at CTL. That comes up in August, so you dip your toe in the water and you find yourself with your nose pretty wet.
So we're going to be seeing a lot more of you, and we're hearing a lot more about you.
Sir, I also began working with Loyalsock High School. I just did their Wizard of Oz, their spring musical, so just starting to branch out, find my way around the area.
Why was Peter Pan chosen?
Back, this would have been in early winter, they approached me about directing this summer, and they were actually looking at Mary Poppins. I took a listen to it, and I love the movie, as many people do, as far a departure it is from the book. And I believe the musical is probably closer to the book in tone. But on stage, it's very, very heavy. It just feels burdened. And also, for us to do it well, it would probably have been a little bit out of our price range. And part of what Student Summer Stock goal is to produce things in a professional way. So giving the kids an opportunity to be surrounded by professional designers and high-quality production values that they wouldn't necessarily come in contact with in their educational settings. And so looking at Mary Poppins, there were people flying, and there was magic, and it was in Victorian Britain, and I thought, you know what? You know what's this but light and sparkles when it's on stage is Peter Pan. And so I recommended that we take a look at this.
And also, I should imagine, two problems I can see with Mary Poppins, which was, I have to say, my favorite film when I was a child, even though I couldn't figure out where Dick Van Dyke was from exactly.
It is a rather ambiguous dialect.
And it wasn't until I was an adult that I realized he was trying to be a Cockney. There's that.
Mm-hmm.
There's that
mm-hmm.
whole problem of accents and very particular accents. And then there's the Julie Andrews.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be daunting for
it
anybody.
Is. Well, and also, it's what's interesting in the history, from what I've seen of the production of that new musical, is that they really try to stray away from the Julie Andrews bar, which I think is probably wise to a certain degree, but that's also one of the parts that I miss the most, because I adore her rendition of that. It was an interesting decision, and I think that we probably made a good choice. I hope we did.
Yeah, we could muck around with Peter Pan.
Exactly.
It is iconic to British audiences. Peter Pan is iconic. J.M. Barrie's work is iconic, but not in the same way. It's been done by others, and it's not entirely set in London.
Well, and I also feel like it's had more goes at it. I think Barrie revised it a couple times in production, but also in his novelization of it. And there was room to breathe a bit more. Also, I mean, how many movies have we seen in the last, you know, decade, maybe 20 years? We've seen a lot of different kinds of Peter Pans, and I think that opens up to variation. The setting that we're doing is the 1954 version, which made Mary Martin, if not a star, certainly made her more famous because she was coming into people's living rooms on TV. So it's an interesting task of going into this 1954 mentality, because not only are you looking at Peter Pan, you're looking at Indians, which is what they're called, actually Redskins, which I bristle to speak the word, and you're looking at different cultural norms. I think in a lot of ways, the parents are very nuclear, that nuclear family. It's that version of Victorian England. And so to view it through that lens is one thing, and that's how they wrote the musical, through those lenses. And to now take that material, because that's the setting that we have, we're bound contractually to work from that script and score, and to just turn the lens enough so that it's relevant now, and so that particularly with the Native American, well, we'll call them Indians because they're really not Native Americans, how do we make that palatable? And also, how do we make it fun? Because ultimately, they're an imaginative construct. They're what an 8-year-old kid thinks an Indian would be, having never met one.
So in a way, they're almost as mythical as elves.
And that's exactly how we're taking it. They're natives. They're native people. They're indigenous people, but they're indigenous to Neverland. And so we have some wonderful designers. Gabriella Birch and Elizabeth Whistler over at Lycoming College are our costume designers. Elizabeth is new from Chicago, and she's just stellar. She's come up with some, we're calling them Henny Pennies, actually, in the script. They're named Henny Pennies. And she has designed some really, really fun costumes that are of Neverland. And so it's really very exciting to sort of create a culture.
The joyful thing is saying, how do we handle that and honor a writer?
Certainly.
Honor a playwright as well.
Well, and that's what's really incredible about Peter Pan. I was recently listening to the Barry's novel on tape, or whatever, digital media. And it's fascinating. I didn't realize this. The reason why Hook despises Pan as much as he does, it's not the taking of the hand. It's not the fact that he's been given this hook. It's that he's cocky. That's what he finds deplorable about this being,
this spirit of boyhood.
One of the qualities of children is that naivety of course I'm great. And that is absolutely Peter Pan. And so the hero of our story is ultimately flawed, and the villain is one who points it out. I hope that people just come and have so much fun. It will be full of whimsy and magic, but it's still there in the musical. He's got a whole song about I Got a Crow, and people compliment him, and he says, I know.
That's what we love about Peter, though,
sure.
Isn't it? It's that eternal confidence mm-hmm. of a happy child, that wonderful, egotistical Superman that the happy child is.
That's right.
And how no happy child wants to give that up and become an adult and take on responsibility and realize that they have flaws.
What's curious about the other children, these children that surround Peter, that Wendy, all of Wendy's pretend is actually about being a grown woman. It's all about playing mother. And when the Lost Boys have the opportunity to come back to London, they don't argue at all. Oh, great, let's go. And they go. There's something really sort of tragic about that because there's that rush, that urge to get older for the people that surround Peter. I think there's actually a profound sadness when we see Wendy age.
You didn't choose Mary Poppins because of some of the difficulties, including flying. Isn't there flying in Peter Pan?
There is flying in Peter Pan, and we are going whole hog, as they say. We have Flying by Foy, who flew the original Peter Pan, and it's their sort of bread and butter. We've contracted them, and they'll be flying us at the Community Arts Center. Really exciting.
How did you choose your cast?
The criteria is either from a school in Lycoming County or adjoining county. Our Peter's actually from Northumberland County. Our Hook is from Columbia County. Our Tiger Lily is from Loyalsock. We have some folks up in Troy. So it's a pretty wide net. We have a cast of 48. There are a number of Henny Pennies and Pirates. They are from rising 7th graders, so going into 8th grade, through to graduating seniors.
Who is Peter Pan?
Peter Pan is a girl named Tori Duffy.
You went with a girl for this.
I did. We had two boys that could have done the role. And there's something about an 18-year-old boy trying to be a 9-year-old. It's novel. There's something adorable about it, but it doesn't quite get there. I mulled over that casting decision for about a week and a half. And she's got a wonderful sense of movement about her, so I'm really excited to see what she does.
What about your Hook?
Well, my Hook is a boy named Reese Coffin. I've actually met him working with BTE. He's a kid that works with Bloomsburg Theatre Ensemble quite a bit. His callback for Hook was off the hook, if I may be so bold to make such an awful pun. You've never seen such a smarmy 18-year-old. It was really, and I don't know that he's 18. I think he's actually younger. I think he's going to be a junior. But just Fabulous, and I'm very excited to see what he brings to the table. We also have Sierra Barnes, who is a student at Loyalsock High School. She's going to be our Tiger Lily, and she was nominated for A Ray of Light for her portrayal of the Wicked Witch in Wizard of Oz this spring. And I like to say that she will be more tiger than Lily. She won't need to be saved.
What are you doing about music for this? Do you have an orchestra?
We do. We're hiring some of the best professionals in the region. Our orchestra is being conducted by Brett Hosterman, who is a really fabulous conductor. He's bringing together a full orchestra. So excited that we're going to have such a full, rich sound. They buoy all the magic. And so I'm really excited to hear it.
Aaron White, speaking about Peter Pan, which is this year's Student Summer Stock presentation at the Community Arts Center in Williamsport. Peter Pan is to be presented on Friday, July the 29th, Saturday, July the 30th, and Sunday, July the 31st. Friday and Saturday's performances will be at 7:30 p.m. Sunday's performance will be at 2 p.m. Aaron White is the director and set designer. The musical director and orchestra conductor is Brett Hosterman. To get your tickets, you can go online to www.caclive.com or call the Community Arts Centre box office at 570-326-2424. Thank you very much to Aaron White.
And thank you to you, Fiona Powell.
I must be a sight lovely to see.
Oh, yes, you are.
I'm flying.
Flying.
Nothing will stop me now. Higher still, look at how I can zoom around. Whoa. Way up off the ground, I'm flying. I fly and I'm all over the place. You try and you fall flat on your face. I'm flying.
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 Over bed, over chair, duck your head.